Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Joining us at this time on the Big Fred Tuesday is filmmaker Sebastian Meiser. Sebastian, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
It's a real pleasure to have you, and we'll be talking about your film Great Freedom, which was recently presented or screened, at the Torino Film Festival. It was presented earlier this year in Cannes, I believe. So, but Sebastian, before we begin to talk about this film in more detail, this is kind of the obligatory question, but would you be able to tell us a little bit about its story so that our listeners who are not familiar with the movie can know a bit about it?
Yeah, sure. Well, the story is set in Germany in the post-war era. So it starts in 45 after the Second World War and goes on until 69. It tells the story about a man who is constantly persecuted and imprisoned because of section paragraph 175, which was the paragraph that forbid homosexuality, love between men, actually. And he has to deal with this, and he's imprisoned again and again and again. And in prison, he meets... He builds up a relationship with a murderer, actually, and over the time they get closer and closer and have a very special bond. Mm-hmm. That's the story in, yeah.
Great. In broad strokes. Thank you for that. Yeah, I mean, you mentioned paragraph 175. I was wondering, was this a starting point for you in developing this film?
Yeah, exactly. We came across reports of gay men who were liberated from concentration camps by the Allies, by the Americans and the British, and were put directly into prison to serve their remaining sentences. This was really disturbing, this continuity, you know, that that for them the war wasn't over, and that paragraph 175 just went on for many, many decades after the Second World War. And this was completely new. And I was then we started researching, and I found out that I didn't have so much knowledge about this paragraph, in fact. I knew that homosexuality was illegal at one point. I knew about the Stonewall riots more than I knew about the queer history of Germany, actually.
Yeah.
And then we started researching. We met people with first-hand experience, so who experienced being imprisoned for being gay in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And then the story grew bigger and bigger. Yeah.
You bring up a good point, actually, in these parts of the histories of our countries that we don't know much about. Specifically, having researched this topic, why do you feel that it's not known as much?
I don't know for sure, but I believe it's because the criminalization went on for so long. You know, they amended the paragraph in 69 in Germany, but it was only abolished in 94, actually. So it went, the criminalization went on and went on, and nobody, so this avoided the, I think the state wanted to avoid to talk about it and to say that they committed crimes against human rights, actually. Mm. And it was only in 2017 that the Minister of Justice acknowledged that the state was wrong, and they had the first apologies, actually, and but at that point, most of them affected, most of the gay people who experienced the persecution were already dead, or the ones who were not dead, they didn't care anymore because they lived their whole lives stigmatized, you know, and they said, okay, no, the hell with it, we don't care anymore,
right.
Yeah.
Well, the historical context of the film is certainly fascinating in its own right. But if we move on to perhaps discussing the cinematic standpoint, I'm also curious about the prison setting. And I wanted to ask you, did you find this a particularly stimulating setting to work in? Because, of course, I'm asking you this particularly when dealing with emotions and, in this case, sexuality, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I really like the limited space, not only the real limited space in the cells, but also to be limited in a narrative way. You know, you don't have that many locations. It's about these characters and that's it, more or less. You know, and this limitation is what I really like. What makes me creative in a way.
Yeah, so does that mean also while you were conceiving the idea, as well as while you were actually filming?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Mm.
Sebastian, we discussed the limitations of working on a film that is set in a prison, and you said that you were quite stimulated by these limitations. But given these limitations, did the final film stylistically come out the way that you had originally envisioned when you conceived of the movie?
Yeah. So we've been working on the script for a long time. So, and the film is more or less what the script was. I mean, we had some parts of improvisation also with the main actors who were fantastic. I really loved them. And, so we tried to give them space in terms of, trying out also some things that are not written exactly like that. And, but the structure stayed the same, yeah.
So I would definitely want to talk about the acting a bit more later, but inevitably the setting of the prison will draw comparisons with the works of Kafka, for example. And without giving too much away, I felt like while I was watching this film, there are occasional twists here and there that also suggest that freedom, too, can be a burden. Would you say that that's something that you played with, too, this perception that freedom, too, in certain circumstances can be a prison?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, there's this famous quote of Sartre. I don't know exactly how it is in English, but it's like we are condemned to freedom. Are you familiar with that? Yeah, something like that. So we need to find our freedom in our heads. Actually, it's what we are obliged to as human beings. Because there can never be freedom, complete freedom we never can achieve here.
Do you have a personal definition for freedom?
No, not actually. No, that overwhelms me. I have to say,
right?
I mean, yeah. But yeah. I mean, in terms of what the whole paragraph was about. I mean, it's obvious that it had been. Completely against human rights, and this is something where we have to draw the line. I think, you know, we know there are certain freedom. There is a certain freedom which is universal, I think, and we as democracies we have to absolutely fight for these freedoms and to achieve this and care for that.
One of them being sexuality. And Franz Rogowski actually plays the role of Hans, the man imprisoned time and time again for his sexuality in this film. And he's definitely a talent, you know, I mean. And he actually received an award for his performance in Great Freedom in Torino. So I wanted to ask you, seeing as we brought up acting earlier, can you tell me a bit about how you worked with him in finding his character?
Yeah, well, we talked a lot about it. We did no real rehearsing, but we met often and talked about it. And I think the most important for me as a director is to build up a film family in a way, you know, for every project and to become friends and work on the same vision. I think that's the most important, and that's what we did. And also with Georg, with Georg Friedrich, the other main actor. So it really felt like, building up a kind of secure space and where everything is possible and every decision is right in a way, you know what I mean? So to have a home, yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting to talk about Secure Space, about a film that is set in a prison, right?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of hostility in the very harsh and almost cruel setting of a prison. But your film, at the end of the day, talks about human connection.
Yeah.
Would you say that's fair?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
So now, Sebastian, where are you speaking to us from at the moment?
From Los Angeles,
actually. What are you doing there?
I'm campaigning for the Oscars.
Oh, that's interesting. Because well, the film has been well received, so yeah.
Yeah, and we're the Austrian entry for the Oscars, and there's some screenings here, and I meet with some voters and try to. Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, the shortlist will be out soon. I think end of December, then we know more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Sebastian, I it was a great pleasure speaking with you. I loved the film and I wish you all the best.
Thanks a lot. Thanks so much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.